Good morning and welcome to Prayers for Your Day. Today is Saturday, February the 16th. You know, I don't always do a Saturday prayer unless I really feel led to, or I feel led to share something with you all, which will usually lead into prayer. However, on this morning, I've been up for a while, and one of the things I started, I came across as we've prayed about Lazarus on this week, and just the power of God and why Jesus, or the power of Jesus and why Jesus did what he did. It was so that God would be glorified. And so as I was Googling some things this morning, the Lazarus effect came up. And what the Lazarus effect is, and Google it when you have time, it says delayed return of spontaneous circulation after CPR ceased. So these are people who died, CPR was performed, and they pronounced them dead. And I believe through the power of the Holy Spirit, some people may not believe that. They believe there's a medical reason for it. I believe that through the power of the Holy Spirit, that those people were able to come back to life. Some of them even found in the morgue, pronounced dead for minutes, some even for hours, and they were able to come back. So it's called the Lazarus effect or the Lazarus phenomenon. And you can Google that and check that out for yourself. But one of the things, God is not only able to bring back a person, a person's living being, he is also able to restore those dead things in your life. And so today's prayer is to encourage you to speak the Lazarus effect over those things that are dead in your life. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for today, oh God. We thank you for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we have ears to hear. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we can call on your name, oh God, and that you will answer us. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word is true and we can stand on your word because all of your promises are yes and amen. We thank you, God, that you are a God that can do anything and everything but fail. We thank you, oh God, that you are a way-making God. You've made ways out of no ways. You've made ways, oh God, when we didn't even know a way could be made. We thank you, God, that you've ordered our steps according to your word because we are in you. God, your word says that whether we go left or whether we go right, oh God, that you would be with us, Heavenly Father, and that you would show us the way. And we thank you for that, oh God. We thank you that your timing is always great. We thank you, oh God, that your timing is always the perfect time. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, because you are our Lord. We can count on you. We can depend on you. We can lean on you. We can cry to you. We can cry out to you. Oh God, we thank you because you are our Father. Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we just want to declare and decree the Lazarus effect over our lives. God, for many of us, joy has died for whatever reason, oh God. Many of us, joy has died because maybe we've lost a loved one that was dear to our heart, oh God. For many of us, joy has died, oh God, through disappointments, oh God. Maybe we thought we were going to go back to school and we were unable to go back to school. Maybe we had high hopes for our sons and our daughters, oh God, and they disappointed us, oh God. Maybe that marriage that we wanted so dearly didn't work out, oh God. Maybe we went to the doctor believing for a good report, oh God, and they gave us a bad report anyway. And so now our joy has died. Oh, but Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we can call on your name. And we thank you, just like Jesus thanked you for hearing us in advance, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, that we can stand on your word and say, joy, come forth. That we can stand on your word and speak. We speak the Lazarus effect to our joy in the name of Jesus. And so for those things within us, oh God, that have tried to hold the joy down, oh God, that maybe we're doing things okay. And we're like, okay, I feel like I got my joy back, and something happens and it just kills our joy again, Heavenly Father. Just like when Lazarus came forth, he didn't just come forth. He was still wrapped in some things. We can command whatever it is that's coming against our joy to loose it and let it go in the name of Jesus. If it's someone that continues to come in our life and wreak havoc, we can say to them, loose it and let it go in the name of Jesus. If it's our peace, oh God, that has seemed to die, oh God, because we're up late at night, not knowing what tomorrow is going to bring. Lord, you told us to be anxious for nothing, but through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, hallelujah, we are to make our requests known to you. So God, our request is that our peace would have the Lazarus effect, that our peace, even though right now it seems like it has died, that our peace would come forth in the name of Jesus. So on today, oh God, we call forth the Lazarus effect over our joy and over our peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.